Monday, 15 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be with you for another day of broadcasting. If you have time, take your Bibles and turn with us over to Revelation chapter 2. As we're looking at the letters to these seven churches in Asia Minor, which we also believe represent segments of the church age, that church age beginning at Pentecost when the church was activated and lasting until the rapture of the church. We find that these churches, five of these churches, had to be rebuked for different types of sin in the life of the church. Now, two of these churches did not have to be rebuked, the church at Smyrna and the church at Philadelphia. God willing, today we're going to be looking at this church at Smyrna. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. The path that has brought us here was from Ezekiel chapter 8, where God is showing Ezekiel why he had to send the children of Israel into captivity for 70 years. Their hearts had departed from the Lord. They had followed after idolatry and then adultery, and they had turned their back on God. They had become worshipers of the sun and all types of different creatures, and God had to send them into captivity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we are told that these very things have been recorded for us, that we might profit from them, that we might not make the same mistakes that they made and suffer the same consequences that they suffered. We find it all starts with the letter to the church at Ephesus, when their primary sin was that of leaving their first love. Their hearts just grew cold on God. And when our hearts grow cold on God, of course, we begin to walk in darkness, and there are so many bad things that will follow after that. On the last broadcast, we were just introduced to this church at Smyrna. The church at Smyrna was a suffering church. By the grace of God, we here in this country have known very little concerning suffering for the cause of Christ. That is changing now, and I believe it's going to change greatly. However, even at this present time, there is so much suffering going on among the body of Christ around the world. In the Middle East, Christianity is being virtually purged out of many of these Muslim countries. Oh my, how we've seen on news clips and read other information about literally hundreds and thousands of Christians being slaughtered for nothing more than their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now again, I'm not speaking from experience here, but I believe we're going to experience a whole lot that we're reading about here at the church at Smyrna in the near future. And Father, do bless us with thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. And unto the angel of the messenger of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death. A short but powerful message here to the church at Smyrna. He said, now listen, you're going to undergo persecution. He said, some of you are going to be cast into prison. And he said, you're going to have tribulation. But he said, now you be faithful unto death. This reminds me of what we read in 1 Peter and in chapter 4. I want to share this with you. I'm telling you, God is speaking to my heart, and I trust he's speaking to the hearts of all of us. It's one thing to preach about being faithful unto death. It's another thing to be faithful unto death. But you know, we have lived an unusual Christian life in this country, in that I'm speaking about in America, because we have had such a small price to pay for being faithful to our Lord. It seems that the norm has been, unfortunately, over the years, that God's people have always suffered for their testimony in Jesus Christ. And Peter writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in 1 Peter chapter 4, and beginning in verse 12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Now listen to what he says. "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part," that's the world's part, "he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." Now, we won't be able to go very far with this today in the few minutes that we have, but I'm telling you, I believe this is up to date for us, for the church in our day. Now, he said, first of all, when these troubles come for the sake of Christ, he said, don't think it to be strange. In other words, this is not unusual. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and you go through the roll call of faith, you will find that people were even, they were imprisoned, they were sawn asunder. And in our day, people are being beheaded, they're being imprisoned, they're being buried alive, burned. I mean, dear friend, there's probably been more martyrs for the sake of Christ in my lifetime than over all the recorded history. "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Now, this is contrary to this, quote, feel-good gospel message that if you're saved, everything's going to be all right and you'll never have to suffer. Dear friend, that's not so. Now, we'll never suffer alone. The psalmist said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Our Lord has made a promise, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say that Daniel did not have enough political pull to stay out of a lion's den, but he had the presence of the Lord with him. The three Hebrew children didn't have enough political pull to stay out of a fiery furnace, but they had the Lord with them in the midst of that fiery furnace. Now, he said, when these things happen, he said, you rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. We have gladly taken part in his death, that is, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and we rejoice in that. Now, he said, you be willing to be partakers of his sufferings as well, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And I believe verse 14 is going to become more and more real. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Just prior to preaching this message, just yesterday, I was looking at a news clip of a coach that is being disciplined because of all things. He had prayer with his football team on the field. Now, this upsets the ungodly crowd immensely. Can you imagine the United States of America? This country was built on religious freedom. This country was built where we could honor Christ. And now a coach is being penalized simply for recognizing God along with his young people. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Why? For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Oh, dear friend, it's time for us to close. We'll continue this, God willing, on the next broadcast. But may he give us grace to rejoice in whatever comes our way for the sake of Christ. Father, so grant it, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we're not worthy, but thou art worthy. We praise thee for the privilege to know thee, and God, give us grace to suffer with thee. In Jesus' name, amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing, to help us to be faithful to him, and please join us next broadcast if you can.